Today, the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska filed a suit against the municipality of Anchorage. The suit seeks to stop any further campsite raids where authorities can seize and destroy the property of the homeless. Just before filing, the ACLU explained its case outside the Superior Court building in Anchorage. KSKA's Lynn Anderson reports.
The case is Dale Engel versus the municipality of Anchorage and Police Chief Mark Mew. It arises from an ordinance passed by the Anchorage Assembly last July. That ordinance authorized the police department, after 12 hours' notice, to seize and destroy the property of homeless people living in the informal camps scattered about Anchorage. Since July, police have made camp sweeps along C Street, at Veterans Ridge, and near St. Mary's Episcopal Church. Dale Engel is a homeless man whose property was seized and destroyed. Engel says his loss was more than camping gear and clothes, but also medals and papers stemming from his military service.
Regular Army was from 80 to 89. Army National Guard was from 1990 on up. The medals were all done while I was in service. My infantry badge, some other golden silver clusters. There's some other ribbons.
His discharge papers were also destroyed. Engel says he went to the police department and filled out forms to have his property returned, but was told afterwards it no longer existed. Jeffrey Mittman, ACLU Anchorage's executive director, says Engel's experience is not unique. Holding up one of the notice sheets, Mittman says the government seizures are unconstitutional.
If the state's going to take action against you, they need to let you know about it. They need to give you real notice. 12 hours notice is not real notice. They also have to give you an opportunity to be heard. If you take a look on this, it says that your property is being taken. It doesn't tell you how to challenge that taken. It doesn't give you an opportunity to stop it. It doesn't give you an opportunity to preserve your property before it's destroyed.
Mittman says if the city agrees to stop the sweeps, while the two sides discuss the raids, ACLU won't serve the papers. The suit does not seek any compensation for past raids.
It's springtime. This has been going on since July. At this point, the ACLU has to step up and protect the homeless so that no more of these sweeps occur. Without this lawsuit, without a temporary restraining order or injunctive relief, any homeless person at any time is vulnerable to coming back to their site and having their tent, their belongings, their shelter, their sleeping bag, and their irreplaceable possessions gone.
Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler is aware of ACLU's springtime concerns. But Wheeler says that although police post a 12-hour notice, it can be a few days before the camp sweeps. He doesn't object to changing the ordinance's 12-hour deadline, but questions ACLU's proposed two-week notice.
That may be too long in the sense that you have camps that would just relocate, and you're chasing them instead of trying to get them cleaned up and get those people involved in the resources we're trying to bring to bear to help those people out.
Nor does the municipal attorney embrace the idea of a moratorium.
The moratorium doesn't seem a necessary way to approach this. If you're talking about what's the appropriate time frame for notice, you work something out and you provide that time frame. There's no reason to stop completely.
As for ACLU's unconstitutionality charges?
There's all kinds of different ways that cities have approached this. Whether ours will withstand constant muster, we think it will, but you just never know for 100% certainty how they'll come out.
Wheeler says changes in municipal action toward the homeless camps will ultimately fall to Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan's office and the Anchorage Assembly. That is, unless court involvement decides in favor of Dale Engel and ACLU. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.